welcome to the We Are The Church podcast, hosted by me, Adam, and my beautiful wife, Brianna. Throughout the podcast, you'll hear and experience people's stories of faith in action to encourage, strengthen, and inspire you.
Hear the real-life stories of people from Guymere Baptist Church and our local community. There will be a few laughs, serious chats, and amazing encounters with God through the love and hope of Jesus Christ. We pray that this podcast reaches you on a deep level and encourages you on your own journey of discovery and faith. Tonight, I'm very excited to welcome Roxy. Woohoo. Of course, myself, Brianna Aiken, who is one of the usual hosts of the We Are The Church podcast. And tonight in the hot seat, we have the one and only my husband, Adam Aiken.
Hello, everyone. Good evening.
So we're switching it up a bit tonight. Adam's in the hot seat and we've got Roxanne as a guest interviewer, which we are super excited about.
I am so keen for this, Brianna.
What is going on?
I know.
I'm concerned.
The shoe is now on the other foot, Adam. Here it is.
It is.
It's all happening.
I'm super excited to be able to sit down and have a chat and get to know Adam a little bit more. Of course, I have some insider knowledge.
Just a little bit.
not a whole heap. No, you got truckloads.
But I know tonight's going to be, this recording is going to be a real special one. So let's get into it.
Fantastic. Buckle in. Well, Adam, here we go. You know all the questions, so none of this is going to be surprising. I am going to try and put in some rogue ones just to throw
ones.
You a little.
But, okay.
You know, I don't think the audience would expect any less, to be
honest.
No, no. So we'll start low. We'll start easy. Can you just tell us a bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, I go to Guymere Baptist Church. I do the We Are The Church podcast with my wife, Brianna. Also do a little bit of sound here at church. And today was my 5th anniversary of being at Pearson's Florists, where I work, which was kind of interesting. Also, I've just had my 41st birthday. So getting there.
Like a fine wine, I keep telling you. He keeps getting better with age.
Yep. I'm getting a greyer beard and less hair, for those that know me.
It's just migrating to the other parts of your face.
I'm getting, it's growing in different parts of my face now. So you're right, it's migrating. Yep.
So Pearson's Florist, what do you get to do there? Are you a florist or what do you do?
Well, I'm a delivery driver and so I spread joy around Sydney and it's really fun. You get all sorts of different reactions. You never know if someone, sometimes we know the occasion. So if it's a birthday, you can say happy birthday to the person, or if it's a sympathy, you can wish them all the best and all that kind of thing. And yeah, I've had some amazing opportunities throughout the 5 years.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, because I mean, thinking about it, it's all occasions, right? Flowers aren't always just for birthdays or anniversaries.
It's not always positive, is it?
Yeah, there's all sorts of different reasons people send flowers.
Mm. So there's like obviously birthdays, sympathies, thank yous is a big one. Just because. That was a lot of that in COVID. People were just like, oh, I can't see you, so here's something just because. Nice. So, yeah.
But I suppose some of those more somber times, like being a Christian, do you find that helps you in those interactions with those customers, or even if it's not in the moment, like you said, you know, do you get a chance to maybe pray for them afterwards? Or
yeah, afterwards I can, go away and pray for them. And even in the moment, if I feel led, I might encourage them, but I obviously be careful because it's a place of business. But I'm away from work. I'm definitely pray for that person and just wish them all the best at the time and hope that whatever they're going through, they're not struggling too much with it and stuff, obviously professionally. But
So my question, first rogue one, they reckon that builders' houses are never done and, doctors' kids are always sick.
I can see where this is going.
Okay, all right. So the flowers. This is a question for Brianna. Do the flowers come?
Well, Adam surprisingly has always been great with flowers. Our whole marriage, we've been married 15 years this month. And Adam has always, got gold stars for the flower department.
Oh, happy days.
But when he started working for Pearson's, of course, then the flowers just got better, because if you've ever received Pearson's flowers, they are just next level.
This is not sponsored by Pearson's.
Not sponsored by Pearson's.
We love it.
That's
so nice.
It's something Adam's always done that's been special for us, and it's amazing what a beautiful bunch of God's creation can do for you and your home.
Beautiful. Oh, that's so great. Now, Adam, another rogue question. I know we've got heaps to go through, so I'm trying to get my rogue ones out the way. Now, you're driving around a lot, right, delivering flowers, and so every now and then on the radio we might hear,
this is Adam from Sutherland.
Adam from Sutherland.
can you do that for me? Do it for me. Go.
Hey, it's Adam from Sutherland.
So if you've ever listened to a Christian radio station in Sydney, you'll probably hear Adam because, you know, and people think, what do you do? Well, you're on the road, right? And so this is, you're able to call in.
I'm able to call in. So, you know, you've got a couple of the presenters that that might throw to a random topic and I'm like, oh, I've got a story for that. So I just ring in and, yeah, a few people at church have come to me and go, are you on Hope like all the time? I'm like, yeah, you might have heard me once or twice. Yeah, so good. But it's fun. I enjoy it.
Good. Confirmation for everyone out there going, who is Adam from Sutherland? Yes, it's Guymere Baptist. Woo!
Represent Guymere.
So good. Thanks.
No worries.
Well, you've actually probably got a funny story about that. Do you want to? That could be your possible next thing. Could you tell us something that people might not know about you?
People might not know. So we do the podcast, We Are the Church, and people may not know that I do voiceover work on a bit of a side. Ooh. I don't do it professionally yet, but I'm looking to get into it more. Yeah.
Fantastic. There you go. So watch this space.
Hoping some more things come out of it.
Coming soon, maybe.
Ooh, good.
Definitely.
A little bit of a community of people that do voiceovers at GBC. We should start a support group or something. It happens.
We're very blessed here to have a lot of amazing creative people who have been gifted with lots of different things.
Not all of them have a rap background. I think that's something I didn't know about you. You're a lot from rap.
Oh, yes. So Christian rap is my thing. Well, I used to on 2WSR, a local radio station here, community radio, I did do a show for a few years called Feel Good Thursdays. And it was feel good. It was Christian hip hop. That was pretty cool. I don't know if many people would know that, but I still have, funnily enough, on Facebook, I actually have a Holy Hip Hop page all dedicated to Christian hip hop. And it's last look, it had just under 1,000 followers, which is pretty cool for one that I hardly post on these days. So I was quite chuffed with that.
So people can find that still?
They can find it. Yeah, just type in Holy Hip Hop and I should really start doing more about that. So definitely one person I will recommend is Shy Lin. He's just released a new single and he will be releasing a new album very shortly. So get on to Shy Lin. He's awesome. He's a really good Christian hip hop artist and he's got really good theology. So,
Fantastic.
So what is it about a Christian hip hop artist that is different to just a secular hip hop artist?
Okay, so a secular hip hop artist or I guess you'd say someone that doesn't rap about God or, you know, God's...
Just a normal hip hop
artist. So they'll talk about things of the world and maybe, you know, money and, I don't know, things that, you know, you've probably heard some of the songs.
It's pretty worldly, I reckon.
It's very worldly.
The industry's pretty known for that, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Christian artists will... They may talk about those subjects, but they will definitely put a Christian slant on it. But what some of the artists do is if they talk about a subject, some of them might even bring the Bible into it. So there's an artist called Christ-Centric, and they've actually done entire books of the Bible as an album. So they've done like...
Books of the Bible? Yeah. As in like hip-hop scripture?
Yeah, like James. Cool. They've done Ephesians. They've done Jude. Stuff great. Like that. It's pretty amazing and a lot of artists might incorporate one scripture into their particular song just to riff off. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. Something to go and Google.
Have a look into it, guys, definitely.
Follow Adam's Facebook page and see how you go. Oh, that's awesome. Mm. So you're into popular culture. So is there a particular book, movie or series that has really influenced your faith journey?
Yes, so, you know, this question comes up a lot on this podcast, so I've had a time to think about it. But recently we watched Jesus Revolution. It's the one with Kelsey Grammer in it, and it's about what happened in the 70s, I think, if I got the decade right, with like what happened all over America and throughout the world eventually, but started in California, I think.
Yeah. And it's late 60s and then
late 60s, yeah, early
70s. And in the 70s. Mm. Yeah.
And it's about, I think it was the birth of the Pentecostal movement or something.
It had sort of started earlier, but it really took over into that young people culture.
It unpacks how the hippies of the 60s, found Christ. And it's funny, the guy that plays one of the main characters is from The Chosen. He's Jesus from The Chosen. So if you're familiar with The Chosen, you'd know who he is. He's actually one of the main characters. He doesn't play Jesus, obviously, but he plays Lenny or Lonnie, I think. And it's really interesting. He's Kelsey Graham is kind of the pastor of this church, and he, without ruining it for people, but he kind of accepts the hippies into his church, and then it kind of flourishes from there, and this amazing movement of God, and people are getting baptized all over the shop, and it's just amazing movement of God, and it was just so inspiring to me and Brianna too, just awesome. And we actually know someone at this church that was part of it too.
Know that person who was part of it. Maybe we have to get them on the pod.
We need to get them on the pod.
Oh, absolutely. Don't give it away, but we'll get them on the pod.
We'll get them on the pod.
Get to hear it firsthand.
That's right.
And what a move of the Holy Spirit that was.
Oh, amen.
That's great.
If you haven't seen it, highly recommend. It's a very good film.
It's on Netflix at the moment.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, I think. It might even be on Prime. It's there.
It's somewhere out there.
Yeah.
Worth a watch.
Good stuff.
Definitely.
So, talking about faith and faith journeys and things like that, when did you actually become a Christian?
Okay, so I didn't grow up in a Christian household. As a teenager, one of my friends from school invited me to like a youth group, I guess you'd say. And so I tried that out and went for a while. Then had a bit of a random like falling away, I guess, for a couple of years. The story goes, I was working at McDonald's in New Zealand before I moved to Australia. And one of my friends there, his name's Mike Lele, and he'd want to honour him because he was the kind of person that would just go, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Do you want to come to church? I'm like, oh, nah, man. Nah, I'm all good. Nah, not this weekend. And he's like, okay, no worries, bro. And he'd leave it. Then the next week he'd go, hey, bro, you want to come to church? I'm like, oh, nah, I'm all good. And eventually he wore me down. I was like, okay, I'll come.
We love those people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, keep it up. If you're one of those people, keep it up. We love you.
Be encouraged. Yeah, be encouraged. Yeah,
it does work.
Yeah, especially if you're a Kiwi and you keep saying bro. Totally.
When you come to church, bro.
Bro. Or mate, as we would say in Australia. And so it was, I did. I went to that church. It was called Soul Revival in Tauranga, where I'm from. And I went and, it was an amazing message. And, essentially gave my life to Christ. And, I haven't looked back, basically. Wow. So I was 21. And just followed God since then. And, it's been, 20 years. So praise God. And there's been ups and downs. But, I've loved that. That's the inception of it. And I guess another part of that was not long after that I moved to Australia with my family, which is the story in itself, which I can quickly explain. Probably my brother basically got into the Jersey Flegg of the Rabbitohs, if that makes sense. It's one of the younger grades. So we decided to move over. The rest of us, my dad and myself and mum, all needed jobs. And so I ended up getting a job selling paintball skirmish, which I don't know if you've seen the guys that go around with the cards and they try and sell it to you. They do it at malls usually. Well, I was actually going around the city and going into businesses and selling it. You could do this 20 years ago, okay, people. Probably not so much now. They'll probably shoo you away. I went into this place. It was Toshiba Photocopiers. And I went in there and there was a guy there called Jonesy. And I'll name him because he's a legend. He said, mate, I like what you're doing, but I want you to work for me.
Okay.
He goes, go home and talk to your parents, because obviously I was younger in those days, and see if they don't mind you working here. I'll pay you more and you can do essentially the same job what you're doing, but I'll but do it for me. I'm like, okay, no worries. And then I obviously took the job, and he said, oh, you're a Christian, aren't you? Yeah. And he goes, well, I go to church on on Easter and Christmas.
Yeah.
And I go to Kingsway Community Church.
Oh, yay, which is just down the road.
Yeah. And he goes, I think you should check them out. I'm like, okay. And I was living in Sylvania at the time, so it made sense. Well, it's Kingsway, as people may know, it's only in Tarrant Point, so not too far away. And basically the first day I went there, I met three people. People definitely know one of the people, but who's Shirin.
Shirin, yep. Mutual friend of ours.
And another guy, Danny Janevsky and Scott Nalen. They're two of my friends now. Oh, well, so is Shirin. I met all those three that day, and I've been friends with them ever since.
Amazing.
And they're just beautiful people, and may not go to that church anymore, but I made some close friends from the inception. Yeah, so legendary, absolutely legendary people.
Yeah, wow. So I'm hearing that the lesson is keep inviting, don't be discouraged, and just keep selling stuff until you get a job. That because Minion is sitting there somehow. But also, how good's this guy? He's like, oh, I don't even go to that church much. I go Christmas and Easter, but you should check it out.
Yeah.
And how good is that? That the three people that you spoke to on day one are still your mates. How many years later?
Yeah.
What a great encouragement for us as a community to, to look out for people that come to our church and talk to them and that's encourage right. because you never know. What impact, that's going to have.
You don't know the impact you're having.
Yeah, and what sort of cool friends you can make.
Yeah.
Like Adam.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, and even Danny, he lives in the US now, but we're still talking, to this day on the video or just on Messenger or whatever, and it's it never changed. Still got really tight relationship with him, so.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I love it. Something as simple as, you don't know who's thinking about maybe I want to go to church or maybe I'm looking for a church and I don't even know where to start.
Yep.
And,
chat
when you're chatting with your neighbours, chat with that person in the shopping queue
100%.
When you're doing your food, groceries. And you just don't know. If God's prompting,
We're all looking for belonging. We're looking for belonging. We're looking for belong to somebody and it's to belong to God.
Yeah. Amen.
Ooh. All right. So, Adam, you mentioned before that you are part of the worship team. So, can you tell us a little – I'm not worship team, the tech team, sorry, that facilitates our Sunday worship services.
Yeah.
So you currently serve here at GBC or in our local community. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you serve?
Yeah. So I guess on Sundays I'm on the sound on the tech team, and I do sound on a Sunday morning as part of a roster and love it. I learned sound at other church at another church and originally, and I've done it throughout the different ones I've been to. I love ushering the congregation into worship, and I know people go, the musicians do it, and they do. And God obviously ushers people in, but what I'm saying is I like to ask the Holy Spirit to help me with the sound and how it's affecting people and stuff, and so. By tweaking the keys or a voice or the drums or something and just making it that right level for everyone to enjoy and to worship God.
Yeah.
That's what I get out of it obviously I'm on worship too, but I've got to concentrate on what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I make sure that everyone can be ushered in. Yeah, and so I'm sure that's what the worship band would be wanting to, and they 100%. Do want. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you are part of the worship team, really.
Yeah. It's just doing it from the worship. Doing it from the back end. But and I really enjoy it. And it's a true honor and blessing to do that with the tech team and the rest of the guys that do it and girls and lads.
Yeah, they're such a good team. And always looking for more people to join.
Definitely.
So if you're keen, and that sounds like your thing, you're not a upfront person. You don't want to be on the platform, but you want to make it happen. It's cool back there. There's a whole vibe, isn't there, amongst the tech crew?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's good.
And I also, people may not know, the Sermons podcast that goes out, I actually edit that together and put that out each week. So if you ever listen to that, that's my editing. So sorry if it doesn't sound very good. But if it sounds amazing, then that was me. No. But, that goes out each week from me. And, yeah, just something a little bit else I do to serve here.
Yeah. Which is so good. Helps people, you know, like so many people listen to that sermon podcast and this podcast and, you know, the other ones that we do from time to time. But it's so important, isn't it? Like if you miss church, you are away or you just want to hear the message again.
Yeah. I find it helpful. Like I have another – I obviously listen partly to see how I edit it if it sounded good, but I also like to re-listen to the sermon just to go, oh, I missed that while I was there on Sunday. Like, oh, did Mark say that? Did Roxy say that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's – oh, whoever's preaching.
Whoever's preaching.
Sorry. But, yeah, it's like – yeah, it's good to – I think I like to call it a re-listen if you've obviously been there live. You just like you get to hear back and go – because there probably was something you missed. You might have, you know, been looking at the Bible and reading something when you were hearing the sermon for the first time, and then you're like, oh, now I'm hearing it back. That really resonates with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I highly recommend having a listen to that, you know, if you feel like it and get a chance.
Mm. On your favourite podcast platform or on the GBC website.
That's right. That's right.
That was going to be my next thing. And where do we get these things? These amazing resources. Amazing. That's right. And, of course, you know, you touched on it already. It's not just any single person, but it takes the whole crew. And,
For sure.
Worship wouldn't be possible without our amazing tech crew and vice versa and everybody else who serves here at Gummy Baptist to make it such a welcoming and beautiful place for people to come and learn about God and have community. So,
yeah, we've got a very loving, caring community here at GBC. It's such a blessing, for sure.
So just a question, we're talking about a community and like being embedded in a community and you've been a part of a bunch of churches like Faith in New Zealand and here at Kingsway and at Gaimere and maybe some others. Mm. But is there somebody that's been really significant in supporting you in your Christian walk? I know, like, you could point the finger across the table and look at Brianna.
Or across the table and look at me. Rox, I'm talking to you.
Or talk to someone else. Is there someone that kind of springs to mind that God kind of brings, you know, that's been significant? And what was – why is that?
There's so many. Like, over the years, there's been some really influential people. Like Stan, our current life group leader, he's Stan Cookman, for those not sure who he is. Shout out, Stan. He's amazing.
Who may or may not have been part of the Jesus Revolution.
Yeah.
may or may not have been part of the Jesus Revolution. spoiler alert. He's epic. And also Bruce Mullins, who was on the last episode, he was our life group leader previously. He's an absolute legend, I must say. I've learned a lot from him over the years with his leading too. Another one, a couple more. I like Luke Nottage and Rod Wolf. They're both, you know, men of the faith and who I really appreciate and look up to as well. I guess this Brianna, like, she's been there my whole, marriage and before that, and I'm very blessed by her, the support that she gives me, and she's just amazing and wouldn't want to do life without her, you know.
Aww, there's more flowers coming to you, I reckon.
I think I need to maybe buy him some.
Yeah, maybe. I know a good delivery guy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's okay. That's great.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we've had a really blessed marriage so far, and God's been in it and through it. And
for sure.
Yeah. Been great to walk this life so far with you. So if I was to talk about discipleship, you know, what does that mean for you, and what are some of the ways that you're living that out at the moment?
I knew this was coming. I should. Discipleship, I think it's emulating what the scriptures tell us to do, and just being there for others, and doing whatever we can, as a support if someone needs you, as a helping hand, or if they're having a moment, or if someone rings you up out of the blue and goes, "Hey, I need to come over and talk to you, or I need to talk to you now on the phone or something," and you're there. I think if you can be a listening ear for someone, that can be a discipleship kind of a thing. And just if someone comes to your mind. And you're like, oh, I don't know, someone might come to mind, like, I And I think, like, the best thing you can do is either call them or text them. Texting's fine. Just send them a text and go, are you okay? Or, hey, you just popped into my mind. Felt led to text you. Is everything good? Yeah. And then if everything's good, everything's good. But if it's not, at least you've reached out. And then they can go, I actually can't believe you text me. Actually, I've got this going on. And I needed to hear from somebody today. And thank you for reaching out. You know, so I think if you get a prompting from God, you know,
just obey it.
Just obey it for sure. Yeah, like obedience is better than sacrifice. So,
definitely. That's 100% true. I think it's such a low risk thing to do as well.
Yeah, that's right. Like,
it's a little act of obedience, and you get the more you do it, the more you kind of discern what the Spirit's voice sounds like.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's awesome. All right, I'm going to have some GBC question for you. We've got these core values, which every now and then we kind of up and play bingo with. values bingo. they are. Here they are. they're about ready to go.
Don't go rogue.
It's too late for that, Adam.
Here we go.
So the values are being on purpose, which is to kind of be intentional and deliberate about the way we live our life, not only just what we do, but the margin we leave so that God can do stuff in the margins of our life.
Yep.
About being big-hearted, like being generous is the way we say being big-hearted. Being a whole life learner, you know, constantly, you know, seeking to grow in all aspects, you know, our faith, our, you know, mind, you know, all the aspects. Being others-focused, so that whole putting others before ourselves kind of thing. And also being trustworthy, being people of integrity who, you know, are people of trust in our community, but also for the outside community that we might reflect the God who is trustworthy.
Yeah.
Is there a value that kind of speaks to you or resonates with you, or that you just want to, like, yes?
Yes.
Rap about, I don't know.
The one that resonates with me is trustworthy. I like to be trustworthy, but also have trust in others. So, and loyalty, I guess, comes with that. So, I think I like to be the person that if someone tells me something and that shouldn't go past me, then it won't.
Yeah.
And I expect that of the person if I'm telling them. You know, obviously, it's just got to, trustworthiness is a big thing. And that whole life learner thing, I like to make sure that all aspects of my life I'm learning from, like, whether it be at work, if there's something I need to learn there with timing of my run or how I can deliver something to someone better or nicer or, you know, with more integrity or something like that. And also, you know, do it a bit quicker, but obviously being legal to the speed limit and stuff like that. Like learning from scripture and stuff like that. Like, I love unpacking the Bible and just getting into the scriptures and going, oh, yeah, that's what it says. And, oh, okay. That's not what I thought last year or something. Like, I learned something new because it's a living word, and it's you know, God never changes, but we can, I think, our perspective from what we read in the Bible or get taught at the pulpit, we can, you know, learn something new because it's coming out a bit differently.
Yeah, and the Holy Spirit can press in different things. And like, you know, you can read the Bible and, like, something that you've read a bunch of times and then you're like, hang on a minute, did that just get put in there?
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. What? Yeah, I feel that.
I haven't noticed that.
Yeah, you'll be reading, like, one of the Gospels and you're like, hang on a minute. Yeah. What? Like, I think the biggest one was the mustard seed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think Woos did a talk on it
recently.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And I didn't realise it was actually a herb.
It's a herb, yeah.
And I'm like, seriously, it's a herb?
I know.
But it's like this giant herb. And I was like, that just changed the whole – it flipped it for me, understanding of what it meant and how it can just take over a garden and all that kind of thing. I was like, wow, it's true. That's what it is. That's what the good word is about. It's about, to, you know, in a nice, controlled way, but – Holy Spirit just goes, boom, we're going to go and touch people and bring them to God.
Yeah, so great. Amazing. Love it. Thank you for sharing that. That's great.
Well, we've reached that time.
Ooh.
Where we're going to
What's the time? What is it?
The time
it's
is.
It's hammer time.
It's hammer time, yeah. Love it. We're going to touch this. Yes. We're going to touch on this one.
Here we go.
Adam, can you share with us a significant turning point in your life where you just saw God at work, whether it was in that moment or it was afterwards upon reflection, but God was just all through it?
Yes, I've definitely got something. Okay, so this is pretty big. People may or may not know this, but if you don't, that's fine. You're going to find out. So Brianna and I are not able to have children. That's been a thing, but we obviously initially in our marriage we didn't know that.
Yeah.
So we tried for a few years, and it was hard because we, you know, you get the whole thing of thinking you're pregnant, and then you get the big letdown every month when, you know, things would happen. So that was a journey, and it was quite hard for both of us. I think from my perspective, just, you know, seeing Brianna go through what she went through every time was very hard for me to know, you know, to know what she's going through with the whole, you know, we might be pregnant this time. And, you know, seeing the excitement of the maybe, 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 and then the other extreme of, oh, no, it's happened, and then that big letdown every time. It was just hard. And I'm not saying we're the only people who've ever had that happen, because it's happened to a lot of people, but it was difficult. And, you know, we tried – we didn't try IVF, but we did try another thing called IUI, which is very similar. I won't go into detail. But – and that didn't obviously work. But the doctors at that time did say we could potentially keep trying naturally. So we did. About 3 years ago, was it? We decided that basically we were seeing a doctor about this, and they basically said, well, it's getting to the point where if you don't do IVF, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, well, we don't want to do IVF. I know a lot of people do, but that wasn't what we wanted to do, and it wasn't our thing.
You have to make your decision for you too.
It was our choice, and Brianna and mine's choice not to. So we made that decision, and honestly, where we've seen God move is the transformation in both of us, and particularly in Brianna, how we've flipped from going to wanting children to being happy to not have children. And I know it's a somber thing, but we have never been happier in our marriage now that we've moved on from the children thing. And now, you know, like my brother Moose and his wife Tyler and Christy, they've got two kids. They've got Tommy and Charlie, and they're having a third godparent to Tommy. And we've got Ross and Inley, our besties. I've got two kids, Angus and Henry, and we're godparents to them.
Nice.
You know, so there's a lot of kids in our lives. Like my sister's got two nieces. Nieces, Brookie and Charlotte, and a whole lot of other children, nieces and nephews, second cousins, all that jazz. You know who you are. But we're very blessed to have all them in our lives, and obviously all the kids at church as well that we get to interact with. And other friends as well. So it's I think what we've realized is we can be, you know, kind of the cool auntie and uncle to these other kids. And it's freed us up by not having our own children. We can be part of that tribe in raising other people's kids. It's different. It's not what we imagined originally. Like, we thought we would have children. Obviously, going to marriage, is, you know, as a married couple, that's kind of what you expect. You're going to have children. But but we are, you know, guys, we're very happy, aren't we, honey? That we are not going to have kids. And we're going to just go through our lives and enjoy the kids that are in our lives. And we've got three food babies. We've got Gingy, Kiko, and Cleo. And they're all little legends.
What's a fur baby?
Little cats. Gingy's obviously a Gingy, and we're blessed with them, and where we've seen God is like, it's, yeah, I think just giving us that release of we're not going to have children, so now it's the move forward and that we can do something with our lives other than being focusing on having children or potentially having children.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, now we can do other things that, you know, we can do the We're the Church podcast as an example.
Yeah.
And, you know, other things, you know, things that people can do, I guess, with children, but it's, we can still, you know, move on from that because it's, for us, it's something that we can't do.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And so, having to come to that place of acceptance and, and you know, I'm sure that was a lot of prayer that went into that, a lot
definitely.
Of tears and a lot
of heartache, tears, prayer.
Yeah, and the emotional journey that you guys have been on, like, you know, the roller coaster of expectation and disappointment and, you know, that's a difficult thing. That's a hard thing. But it sounds like you've kind of been brought through that wilderness to a place where you're like, okay. We're good. That's that kind of
So a lot of prayerful nights, a lot of you know, sat down with each other and just gone, right, this is what we're going to do now, and feel that God's given us the okay to just move on. It's definitely seeing God move is the, I guess, the reflective thing, like looking back on on the overall time, because obviously when you're in the thick of it, it's hard.
Oh, it's so hard
to see. But looking back, there's definitely God's definitely moved and helped us so many times. Like in the tears, He's been there, and the you know, there was little triumphs along the way. You know, and God's there the whole time. And it's, I guess just seeing God in it all was amazing as well. And knowing He's there for us, and just want to encourage people, if you're going through this, like, if you need someone to talk to, Brianna and I are happy to talk to you and encourage you if you need it. So yeah, we know what it's like. It's hard. It's a hard road. But God's there, and if you need to talk to a person about it, we're happy to be there for you too.
Yeah, that's amazing. It sounds like this has really been a massive part of your journey, and you know, I'm so impressed about where you guys have landed up. You know, there's not an ounce of bitterness that I can perceive in you. There's not an ounce of resentment to other families or any sense of chip on your shoulder. You know, both of you. You know, you've really, like, from my perspective, you've really just weathered that storm, and it's made you bonded closer together and closer to Jesus.
It really has.
Yeah, we're so close.
Yeah, there's
honestly
a real sweetness to you guys and a joy like that. You know, it's the whole you turn my mourning into dancing, you know.
Amen.
Like, there is a joy to you guys, which is remarkable, like remarkable.
Oh, thanks, Rox. Yeah.
Thank you. That's kind. And, you know, it really was, like, basically the whole of our 30s was trying for children, and it was hard, you know. And not to say that our whole 30s was horrible, because,
no, of course not.
You know, there's lots more to life than children.
Oh, for sure.
And then it was just really beautiful how God helped us. It was almost like a flick of the switch heading into our 40s, you know. We're both in our early 40s now, and it was just this sense of peace and that it was okay, and that we had a comfort and okay, you know, kids didn't happen for us, but God has plans. Mm. So whether or not in your life that's for God to give you children or not, His plans and purposes are always better than we can far imagine. As much as certain things you wish for, you pray for, or you don't even think about that. You know, children, as Adam said, for us, it's just, we just thought that was going to be part of the journey. But God had something else in plan for us.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And we were just so excited to launch into our 40s and be fully ready and aware and willing and available for whatever God had in store
for
us. And, you know, already it's far surpassing anything that we could have ever possibly imagined, and to have the capacity to do that. And, you know, for Adam especially, something I really admire about him is not just the way that he loves the children in our life, but the way that he has capacity to love all people. And that's a really special quality. You know, for us, we feel God's given us opportunity to love and have capacity for for so many people. And we just delight in that.
Well, we do. Like over the years we've gone on holidays and we're not backward and going forward. We'll say hi to you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Hello, everyone. Hello, guys. And we just love having chats. And, you know, like funny story, we went to Jeremy Camp the other night and we were trying to find a seat because we had a bit of an option. And, okay, let's have a look. And Brianna's walking around. She's like, oh, why don't we sit there? And then there's a guy there. And she goes, hey, do you mind if we sit next to you? And he's like, yeah, yeah, sure. And anyway, had this amazing chat. His name was Sam. Had an amazing chat with him, caught up with him and got to know him and got to encourage him as well. And he was a young guy, you know, when I say his age, I don't want to feel stink, but yeah.
He's this beautiful young man.
Beautiful young man.
There on his own that night and God just led him to sit with us. And
it was
and
amazing.
We had this amazing night with Sam, like just this really great night enjoying this concert together and encouraging each other in our faiths.
It was really cool. Like, had to be God, right?
Absolutely. And that's God working through you guys, you know, that you have the margin, the capacity that, that others might not have, you know, with, you know, like the children thing, you know, you have this ability and you're not kind of hiding your light under a bushel, you know, you're out there loving people. Like, I'm back to the values, but you're totally others focused, right? You know, that's what I'm seeing in you. And you're taking what God has given you and not kind of focusing on what he hasn't. You know, it's actually, you've kind of flipped the switch to, you know, in your 40s to actually, what has God given me? What has God graced me for? What has God blessed me with? And you're just going at it. It's incredible. Just so encouraging to see, guys.
Yeah, we love it. And there's nothing more that makes us happy too than seeing beautiful parents with their children.
Oh, so much joy. We love it, honestly.
Kids really are a blessing. And, so much. You know, whether you have them or you don't have them for the many, many reasons, you know, delight in your children and, you know, allow yourself to be delighted too, because you are also a child, you have parents, whether they're still here with you or not, and most of all, you are delighted by your Heavenly Father.
That's a good word. That's a good word. Love it.
Yeah, great.
Well, we're nearly at the end of our podcast, but I've got one more question for you now, and that is, how are you following Jesus now? What's it look like now?
How am I following Jesus? I have a bit of habit, I guess. On my way to work, I pray about my day, have a few people that I pray for and stuff like that. On my way in, it's kind of like a, just so I know that I've prayed and that those people are being prayed for and the things that around the world that are going on that needs to be prayed for. Well, yeah, I think needs to be prayed for. And I also listen to podcasts. Like, I listen to
the We Are the Church podcast.
We Are the Church podcast. Funnily enough,
that's a good podcast I've heard.
I listen to that one. But I listen to other Christian ones. Like, I listen to Georgia Free's one, Hope. And listen to, there's so many. Funny enough, I listen to Hamish and Andy, but that's just for a bit of a chuckle.
That's just for the funsies.
Bit of the fun.
But I do, funnily enough, listen to the Bible from the YouVersion, and also I've got this on audiobook. I've got the New King James dramatized.
Oh, wow.
And it's interesting listening to it because it kind of, if Paul's writing a letter in, you know, in Corinthians or something, he will read it. I mean, it's someone's voice, but he reads it and, like, you can kind of hear the pen scratching and...
Oh, is that interesting?
It's got kind of... And there's other little dramatizations to it as well, but, yeah, it's kind of interesting hearing that. And just having, like, instead of listening to just... or reading it, I think it's good listening to it and getting a whole chapter. Or I've noticed I'll just be listening in my van when I'm doing deliveries and I'm like, oh, I just listened to, like, two books, because it just keeps going.
Just keeps going.
You know, So I really enjoy that. And I've found when I was doing a different job, I'd listen to the Bible, and the job I had regular customers, so it was a bit different. This job doesn't, but I would listen to the Bible, and then when I got to the regular customers, I had these amazing God chats with them.
Wow. Like,
because I had that familiarity with them, and I could chat to them and encourage them and stuff. And it's funny, now I work for Pearson's, one of those customers actually works at another place we go to, but he doesn't, he's still in the same kind of role, but he works at a different place. And I just happen to go here instead now. And he's seen me and he goes, oh, how's all this going? And how's God? And he's like, praise God that I get to see him again. And I've encouraged him, you know, more recently. He's just had a kid actually, which is cool. So, you know, those sort of things come up from just, and I think when you read the Bible or listen to the Bible, I think God honors that, you know, in some way, and that's the way he's on it for me, but I'm sure there's other ways that God does it for others.
So you kind of, it's so interesting to me that you've got this interest in like sound recording, you've got podcasts, you know, like you're interested in sort of hip hop and also listening to the Bible in that auditory sense. You're a real auditory learner.
Auditory learner. You know,
and that's kind of your ministry as well. It's so interesting to me that God's kind of graced you in a particular way and made you. And the way that you learn is the way that you're serving, and that's the way that you're growing, and you know, the way that you're blessing others in sharing. I just love that, you know, there's just such a nice little symmetry in all that.
Yeah, it's cool, eh?
Yeah, it's way cool. I love that.
Yeah. It's great when you, and it's an interesting one for Adam to maybe reflect on what you've just summarized, but when you find what God's gifted you with and how to serve him through that, it just ignites something. Ignites something, and God can just really hone and sharpen you through that. I mean, personally, the whole digital resources and assets, I love that so many churches and different ministry groups are making accessible tools and resources globally and making things so accessible for everybody to get to learn and know about God and who Jesus is and how they can come to know the Father, or if they're already Christians, how can they grow in their faith if they don't have access to things. You know, sometimes you think living in somewhere like Sydney, everything's so accessible, you know, everything's right there on your doorstep. There's, you know, in the Shire, we've got, you know, 100 plus churches anybody can walk into anytime. But people living outside of Sydney's regional, overseas, like people don't have access to all of that at hand. So I just love that God's using something so powerful as internet and digital resources for anybody to have access to anytime,
so great.
Anywhere.
Yeah,
I think it's awesome. Overseas, they've got these little FM radios that they give to people in their heart language. It'll play the Bible or they can listen into like a broadcast that's teaching them scripture or teaching them about a sermon or something. And, you know, and they can hear it in their heart language, so they don't have to worry about English and stuff or whatever the native, you know. So I think that's cool. Like, there's organisations out there doing that kind of work too. Like,
it's cool. There's one that we've supported called FEBC, Far East Broadcasting Corporation. So, yeah, that's we've supported them through May Mission Month in years gone by. It's incredible. So cool. And even when there's no power, they even have like a little wind-up radio that you can kind of hand crank.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. So good. See, that God will use whatever he can to reach people, you know, and I think we serve a great God. We've got to remember that.
To pray, and as you do, in you get in the car and pray for your people, and to pray for opportunities and open our eyes to the opportunities that we're given.
That's right.
And somebody else's opportunity isn't going to look like your opportunity.
That's right.
Might look unique to them.
Yeah.
Because God is going to use what he's graced them with to build the kingdom.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Put the mustard seed out there.
Branch out. You're the herb. Yeah. Mustard.
Love it. Herb. All right. Well, that it was just such a great experience tonight, I think. And whenever time it is that you're listening to this podcast, probably not night for you. But Adam, it was such a delight to get to know you a bit more and to hear about your story and what God's done in your life and what he's continuing to do. Particularly thanks for sharing just a really dark and difficult season in your life. Yeah, I think that's really helpful for us to see how God's brought you through that. And so thank you for being open and transparent. And we just want to pray that, you know, people that are listening that might be going through something similar or know someone that's going through something similar might be able to kind of get a fresh understanding or maybe get some hope in that. Or just even know some people to talk to about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we do want to care for people who are going through issues like infertility and you know, all sorts of issues. Yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah, so thank you so much for being open and sharing. It was
just
a pleasure to get to know you guys. So
thanks.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful night. Amazing. Well, thank you so much. And thank you again, Rox, for joining us. Hostess with the mostest.
Not too rogue, I hope.
And we look forward to catching up with you all next time. Thanks for joining us on We're the Church podcast. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the We Are the Church podcast. We hope this inspired and encouraged you on your own journey of discovery and faith. If you or anyone you know has a faith story to share, please get in touch with us.
You can reach us at office@guymebaptist.org.au. Also, if you would like to know more about Jesus, pray with someone, or come along to Guymebe Baptist Church, please check out the Guymebe Baptist Church website at guymebaptist.org.au.
Until next time, I'm Adam.
And this is Brianna saying, God bless and peace be with you.